Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell, here, and today I want to explore the life and the insight from a people pleaser or a person that really truly desires to make other people happy. I consider myself to be that type of person. However, I have made some adjustments to my life because what you may not realize and know from people who are people pleaser is that it takes a lot out of our day, out of our life, out of our minds. It takes a lot to simply focus in on the desires of everyone else and trying to please different aspects of our lives. So whether it's your personal relationship with your spouse, your kids, your job, your friends, your family, different organizations that you're a part of, when you have all these different areas where you're constantly trying to please and satisfy the needs for everyone in your circle, it can be exhausting and very overwhelming. And sometimes, individuals might need like a little mental break, which they don't really realize. Sometimes it's hard for a person who likes to please others to take time out to please themselves. So I can give you just insights from my perspective. This could definitely be different from other people who are people pleaser, but from my perspective, the reason why I enjoy making other people happy is because it gives me this feeling inside, like some type of accomplishment. Like I have been able to do something that just makes me feel really good. And then I in turn believe that other people are going to do the same thing to make me feel good. So I am always thinking about everybody else around me and doing what I can to make them feel good and to please them, make them happy, and expecting in return that they're going to do the same for me. What I have learned and it's taken me quite some time to actually learn this lesson, is that everybody is not like that. A lot of people are internally focused just on themselves. And so actually on my journey, and as you'll see in some of my other episodes of this podcast, I've been really focusing in on learning self-love and learning to take care of myself, because there's not going to be anybody else around who's going to completely take care of me the way that I need to be taken care of. And in order for me to continue to make others happy, which gives me quite a fulfillment in life, like it makes me feel really, really good when I'm able to do that for people. At the same time, if I'm not doing that for myself, and making myself feel good, then I'm going to be completely emptied out and I won't be able to do it for anybody. So it's really important for me to self-love, take care of my own soul, take care of my own self, and, make sure that I am, fulfilled internally so that I can fulfill in the lives of other people. It took me a very, very long time to know that that is something that I really, really need to do. But just based on the insight of a people pleaser and a person who likes to make other people happy, we often listen very intently to the people in the different areas and aspects of our lives where we're trying to fulfill these needs for everybody around us. And we often prioritize the people who are very much appreciative of what we're doing. Like we have these priorities of how far we'll go to be able to provide that happiness for someone else. Because if you're a true people pleaser, you're trying to please people, multiple people at the same time. So it's kind of hard to do that and focus on just one person when you have several people that you have to worry about, pleasing, right? So it's really important for a people pleaser to know how to balance that out effectively. But there are priorities given to, who needs to have the most focus focus or the time given for each of these aspects or areas of your life. And priorities, you know, can vary between different people, but for me, I put priority on the people that are very much appreciative and actually reciprocate everything that I'm giving out. So if I, if it's my family, for instance, if it's my spouse and my kids, and I am constantly like doing things to please them, and then in turn they're giving that back to me, then that's going to be my priority. I'm going to be making sure that I focus in on them because they're giving me the what I need from me pleasing them and making them happy. I'm getting the same in return. And then I might put priority on a couple of people that are important to my life or aspects of my life that are very important that I want to move in different directions or be able to provide for other sets of people or whatever it is that I'm trying to balance here. I'm going to put priority on those individuals, even if they're not fulfilling the basic need of a people pleaser, which is to acknowledge that, yes, I hear you. I receive what you've given to me. I appreciate what you've given to me, and here's something back. Like if they're not acknowledging that or even trying to reciprocate what I'm giving to them, just based on the relationship itself and what I'm getting from that relationship or connection may still determine that they need to be a higher priority in my life because it's beneficial, whatever it is that they're giving. So I would think that would be like at my job, you know, when I'm trying to do things to please my boss or the team, anybody that I'm working for, even though I may not get it in return, I'm still going to prioritize and make sure that I'm doing everything right and pleasing them as much as possible because it benefits me in my pockets, benefits me at home. It benefits me to be able to provide the type of lifestyle that I want. So, and you can understand how, you know, that need kind of balances itself out. But there are times though when you're giving so much and you're always just on the thought path, the path of thought to continue to give of yourself to an individual that is not giving back to you, or at least acknowledging that your efforts are appreciated and that you, you know, that they want you to continue to do those things. It really does cause like this emptiness. Like it feels like you're not accomplishing something. And so a lot of times a people pleaser will try to figure out other ways to build a similar relationship or find somebody else that, you know, would make sense to continue on in that area to get the same benefits. So like, just like at a job, like if there's a manager who's not really showing that appreciation or not really acknowledging what this person brings to the team or the company, that person may try to look for another job within that same company to fulfill that need of being acknowledged and, you know, just appreciated for what they bring to the table. Individuals who are people pleasers, I feel like are pretty much taken advantage of sometimes because people just know that they're always going to be there because they want to please you. They want to make people happy. And so oftentimes people just kind of instinctively know they're just going to be there. I'm not going to focus my time or efforts on helping them feel good or acknowledging anything. I'm just going to focus everything else on what my needs are, and I'm still going to get things from them because that's just who they are. So I'm hoping today in this podcast that you actually start to recognize that, you know, a person who does that for a long period of time, they're like trying to just do something spectacular, and they're like, every time they do something for you, it gets bigger and it gets better and it just becomes more, and they really do try. And sometimes they may even mention that they might need some type of acknowledgement from you. If you don't give it to them, they'll keep trying. They're trying all these wonderful things to get that notification from you, or just some type of acknowledgement. Eventually, when you don't give it, or if you continue not to kind of share with them how they're meeting that basic need that they have with you in their life, they will eventually walk away from that situation, because they're going to realize that their efforts were just not enough to keep you pleased or happy. So I'm hopeful that, you know, sharing this type of insight from a people pleaser, I'm hoping that you'll learn a couple of things. The first thing is that you have to acknowledge the people in your life who are working to please you and make you happy. Like, you have to acknowledge them. Just say to them every time they do something, if you've been in a conversation with them and then, you know, you turn around and something that you talked about has been done on your behalf without you actually asking for it, you need to acknowledge them. Even if it wasn't something that you thought in your mind you wanted, like your vision wasn't really truly lived out based on how they interpreted what you wanted, just some type of acknowledgement to say, wow, I didn't even know you were listening to this. I appreciate this. Like, that acknowledgement just goes so very long, a long way. The second thing I'm hoping is that you take the time to help them learn how to self-care or self-love for themselves and not truly focus on you and your needs all the time. Now, this is going to be really hard for a people pleaser, because I know this for a fact, it's hard to turn your focus on yourself, which is taking me a long time and a long time to learn this along my journey, and it's still something I struggle with, but definitely still working on. But it's really important for you to encourage them to self-care. And even if it's something where, depending on your relationship with them, like if you encourage them to go take a girls' night out or go get something to drink, or you actually buy them a package to go hang with the boys, or whatever it is that you could just encourage them to do for themselves is very, very helpful. And then the third thing is to really just give back to them. Like, whatever it is that they're doing for you, like, you don't have to go all out and do the same thing for them, but just occasionally just taking a moment out and listening to them and pouring back into their life, just based off of something that they may have said, like, that just would go such a long way for a people pleaser. I promise you, your life will like improve dramatically, because you know, that is basically the basic need of a people pleaser, is they need people to acknowledge them and to in return do the same thing that they're doing, you know, just take care of their needs and you know, just kind of share back and forth with fulfilling each other's needs. That's what a people pleaser actually is doing, because they're feeling like that's going to come back naturally because they're taking care of others. So I hope you understand what I'm talking about. And sorry about the dog barking there, but hope you understand that. And I hope that you are able to apply that as you consider the people pleasers in your life moving forward. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.